Welcome to the Seeing Through the Numbers podcast. My name is Amanda Fisher, the Cashflow Queen, and author of Unscramble Your Numbers. Hey, being the new kid on the block, what's it like? How do you feel when you walk into a group where you don't know anyone? Whether that's a networking event, chamber of commerce, a new job even, or in my case, what I'm talking about is a mastermind event that I went to, the situation I'm talking about a few months ago. And I walked into the room, I didn't know anybody. And what was interesting at the time for me was that everybody seemed to know everybody. I was the new kid on the block, and everybody, they hadn't seen each other for quite a while, and they were all, you know, hugging each other and, oh, hi, how are you? And, oh, so great to see you. And, you know, this excitement, which was great. But as an introvert, standing there looking at this group of people that all knew each other and everybody was, you know, welcoming and to themselves, but ignoring the few of us who were new. And I think, interestingly, because it's a high-performing group, that the majority of people were fairly introverted, and in speaking to some of them afterwards, it was interesting because I thought I was the only one. I thought I was the only person who felt like an outsider. I thought I was the only person who wasn't feeling welcomed. I thought I was the only one who didn't know how to go up and say, hey, hi, I'm here. I'm, you know, who I am. I thought I was the only one. And I felt like an outsider. I felt like I didn't belong. I felt like I wasn't well wanted. But in talking to a few of the other newbies that were there at the time, later, they felt the same thing. Fast forward to an event a few months later, same group, but this time triple the size, lots of new members, the core of the old group. It was an amalgamation of groups. And, you know, second time is always easier because you've got to know a few people. So you've got a few kind of friends in the group, which is great. But the one thing that I was conscious of was all these new people, I didn't want them to feel what I had felt at the previous one. I didn't want them to feel like they weren't welcome, that they were the outsider, that there was this existing core group that you would never be a part of. And so I made it my intention before starting the event to get to know as many of the new people as I could. It's still the same me. It's still the same introverted me that doesn't really want to bail up a group of people, and particularly groups that are talking. And the first group I was talking to, I had my phone in my hand. We were, you know, in a location where it was photos and things, and I've been taking a few photos, and I walked up to this group of three, and they said, oh, do you want us to take your photo? I went, no, I just came to say hi and to introduce myself and find out who you guys are. So, oh, okay. And one of them I saw at the end of the event, and we were talking about that whole experience and how we had dinner with a few of the new ones and how they were feeling about the event. And, you know, same thing. And again, potentially a fairly outgoing person, but I think a lot of us look like we're outgoing people because we make an effort. We make the effort to try and talk to people. We make an effort. We're on social media. We're doing videos. We're kind of putting ourselves out there. We are our brands potentially, but, you know, we're making that effort. And people don't realize that behind that, yay, here I am, this bright, happy, cheerful, bubbly person is actually an introvert, not hiding very low behind the surface. And in certain situations, that introvert is exactly the personality. In other situations, it can be hidden away and it's not so obvious, and that's fine. But I think the thing is that the onus is on us all to ensure that when you're in a group, in any group environment, and you have new people coming into that environment, that didn't come out right, new people coming into that environment, into that community, that you do make them feel welcome, that the existing people within the group that have been around for a while, sure, catch up with your friends, all of that, that's part of the vibe, which is great, but make sure you include these new people and embrace them into that community. I was at another function in between the two events, actually, and I know it was prior to the first one, and it was networking. It was a networking event. I knew it was a networking event, not my favorite kind of place to go, but everybody was welcoming. Everybody was quite happy to sit back and have the conversation with each other about, you know, hi, who are you? What do you do? Tell me more about that. And people, you know, revolved around the leader of that particular group was quite active on, oh, you need to meet so-and-so, and introducing people. And that meant other people started to introduce people, and it became really welcoming. So when you go to a new group, obviously you need to try and make friends with people and get to know them. But for people that are in existing groups, I think the responsibility is there to really make sure that you welcome new people and that you mean it. It's not about, you know, being fake or anything, but that you make an effort to ensure that there is a way for those new people to be integrated in and become part of that community, because that's what we all want. We all want to belong. We all want to be part of it. So if you can find a way to set up a structure or have a few people that will you know, make sure that if there's someone kind of standing by themselves, that they go over and you try and introduce them to someone else, and you have a chat with them first and then introduce them, that you do something to bring those people in. Because by doing that, you actually create a better community. And I'm talking about that obviously face-to-face, but the same can apply online. You know, when you, if you have a community online, make sure you're welcoming your new members. Find ways to weave them in, to make them part of that group. And remember that not everybody's able to just go and say, hi, I'm me, and yeah, who are you? That a lot of people are quite intimidated when they go to new groups and people, places where they don't know anybody. And just look at what ways you can help to make them feel included in the process. Thank you for listening to the Seeing Through the Numbers podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get notifications of upcoming episodes so that you don't miss any. Looking forward to seeing you in the next episode.